Wilson, a Wrangell Republican, represents District 2, including her hometown, along with Sitka, Petersburg, Kuprinoff, Pelican, Elfin Cove, and Port Alexander. She introduced legislation last year which would create an endowment fund to pay for transportation capital projects and major maintenance work.
I just think it's extremely important that we have something to rely on, because if no matter what the economy's like, we still have to prepare, we have to repair and maintain our roads and our infrastructure. And we need something to make sure that that continues, because if nothing else happens, if we can have a good capital budget, it'll at least keep us from sinking way down again.
The Transportation Infrastructure Fund would be fed by the money that the state collects from fuel taxes, vehicle registrations, a studded tire tax, and airport lease money. Another of Wilson's bills would put an additional $1 billion into the newly created fund. Wilson has also introduced a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow such a dedicated fund to be created. It's something not currently allowed under the state constitution, and the change would have to be approved by voters. Wilson says a House Finance Subcommittee toured the state last summer, presenting the Transportation Fund proposal in different communities and gathering public comment. The legislation needs to pass out of House Finance and go to a vote of the full House before moving on to the Senate. Wilson thinks it's important to plan for tougher fiscal times.
Alaska has been known as a boom and bust state from the beginning. We've always had ups and downs all the way along. And if we don't plan ahead for these downs, then it'll affect us tremendously. And just because the price of oil is high right now doesn't mean it's going to stay that way.
It looks like District 2 communities could see some funding for several infrastructure projects next year. Governor Parnell's proposed capital budget includes over $18 million in District 2 capital project funding, with money for harbor repair or replacement work in Sitka, Petersburg, and Port Alexander. There's also water and sewer infrastructure money for Sitka and Wrangell, and money for road work in Petersburg.
Looks like that we've got a good start. And like I said, the senator and I will both definitely add to that yet.
Wilson will continue to serve as House Majority Whip, a leadership position tasked with assisting the Speaker of the House. She also chairs the Transportation Committee as Vice Chair of Resources and serves on committees on education and state affairs. Another of Wilson's bills would increase the portion of raw fish tax revenue that goes to municipalities. She says that's important to help cities facing potential losses of local tax revenue. She also anticipates having more meetings on Southeast energy issues,
so that our constituents understand the seriousness of our hydro power, us running out of our hydro power, and so then we're starting to use more diesel, and the costs very possibly will be going up and up, and so we need to look and try to educate our constituents on our energy issues and the challenges that we have coming up in the near future.
And in other issues, Wilson says she's disappointed the governor did not include an increase in per-pupil funding for education in his proposed operating budget, and says she wants a finance subcommittee to think about an education funding increase. Wilson will run for re-election in a new legislative district later this year, and because of new district lines, this will be her last session representing Petersburg, Kuprinoff, Pelican, Elfin Cove, Port Alexander, and Sitka. And because of redistricting, Southeast Alaska will also have fewer representatives in the legislature in 2013.
All of the communities in Southeast are important, because with the next election, we don't know how the dynamics of the legislature will change, and it will change, and we don't know how badly that will affect Southeast. So we'll want to get as much as we can for Southeast this time.
Wilson puts out a weekly newsletter during the session and also holds a monthly call-in for District 2 residents. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.